Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. Greetings from Earth, everyone. This is Christopher Moores, and I'm back with a vengeance.
Well, that's kind of a strong word, but what the hell? Let's leave it alone. I'm not going to politically correct myself. I was just using an expression, goddammit.
Anyway, I thought it might be fun to go over the world scenario a little bit. You know, a lot of this stuff is well known to the facts, the details of some of this stuff anyway, is well known to the conspiracy buff out there. But as we all know, Russia and the United States, well, the Allies, so to speak, met in Berlin at the end of World War II. And they both rushed to get Nazi science and scientists, as well as anything else of value, out of there. And the lines were drawn, and soon there was Cold War. Well, there was also Nazi intelligence agents and SS men and all kinds of other people escaping Germany, arriving both in South America and the United States. Do anybody who happens across this that thinks that sounds outlandish in any way? Well, one obvious case is Wernher von Braun, who became the United States rocket man after creating the rockets that rained down on Britain at the end of World War II. You would have given von Braun a little longer, he could have decimated the place. All these missiles are the legacy of his work. Crazy to think about. Okay, and we've all heard of Operation Paperclip, the birth of the CIA. If you don't know too much more about it, Google it, man. Google it. So, this CIA supposedly became the birth of the Fourth Reich. And that might have seemed far-fetched, but 10 years ago, but now it's not so hard to believe that the seeds of this became what we now have to deal with in a political system that relentlessly propagates itself and has taken on a life of its own. It is the releasing of a force. The specter of fascism is the opening of the gateway to hell. The robbing of the individual of their rights, of their freedoms. Once it is set loose, it is nearly impossible to rein back in, and the likely result is that there will be some destruction to take place. And over the years, after the wall in Berlin came down. The Soviet Union slowly disintegrated. East Germany became united with West. Poland finally got their freedom. And now, recently, in the last few years, we had the Ukrainian Revolution, and then the Georgian Revolution. Okay, jumping back to the Third Reich for a moment. And if anybody knows anything about the Third Reich, in the actual history of what happened, they know that the Third Reich always wanted to go against Russia. Hitler didn't want to war with Britain. That was never his intention. Who knows, maybe much later on he would have reconsidered, but initially, anyway, and that's all we can say we would know because of how things transpired. He was always looking to the east. And one of the justifications he used, besides that he wanted to just take it for living space, was that they were going to come flooding into Europe sooner or later and wipe them out. So now take the end of the war. Germany's no longer fighting Russia, and the U.S. comes in, the Allies come in, meet them at Berlin. This is the meeting of those two forces, those two major political forces, the two powers left over after the end of World War II. Many of the other wars that came after, Korea, Vietnam, basically, still the U.S. versus Russia, or the Soviet Union, as it was at the time. So now that line is reforming. Well, I would say it's even somewhat nebulous at this point, but the line was drawn at the Georgia conflict. The two disputed regions in Georgia, Russia has just declared independent. And Bush has just declared that they are part of Georgia. And now, some of the countries in NATO are trying to bring Georgia into NATO still. So if they do bring them into NATO, those two regions of Georgia that Russia has claimed will be the trigger point. So are these people, the neocons,
who we all have come to know, if they are indeed the Fourth Reich, then their path always was through Russia, because that was one of the main focuses of the Third Reich. It's too bad, because the Russians share a good part of Western history. Like, they have many great composers. Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, Mussorgsky, and how many people read the great novels by Russian authors. War and Peace. We all know that Russians are the chess masters. So imagine your beloved President Bush up against Putin, who's probably the ultimate chess master. If you've ever played Risk, you can imagine, but times it by a million. Putin's the dude. He's a tough guy. There is no other leader comparable to him. You know, the upstarts, Chavez and Ahmadinejad or whatever the heck he is. Anyway, they're upstarts. You know, they can wreak some havoc. But Russia's got the nukes. They just tested them, too. 3,750 miles, boom, right on the nose, they had a perfect test. They could send one the other way to nail the U.S. right now, anytime, any second. You've seen the news cycles. We all woke up on 9/11 and we're like, wow, what the heck? Well, it can easily happen again. But they wouldn't want to give time to respond, so they probably hit a whole bunch of cities at once. I'm half convinced that's why the U.S. sends so much money to Israel, is because they've got nukes smuggled into all the major cities. They're ready to set them off, unless we keep working over the dough. And every presidential hopeful gets the back behind closed doors meeting. Guess what? You're fucked. War, it's gone on too long. War, it's not right. War, it's got control of you. War, every night. Why don't all you people come to me? Maybe I can help you see that everything's alright. War, it's no good for you. War over religion too. War, stop the fight. Why do all you people wanna die and always choose to cry? You live beneath the sky. Inside of you, war, out of sight, war, now what to do?
You're listening to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show, brought to you by CreativeCosmos.org. Glad you could join us today. If you like what you hear, you'll love the website, CreativeCosmos.org. Check out the Information Center. Check out the Soul School. Join us in the Planetary Forum, where you can post articles, and I'll link them to the front of the site. If you think somebody should know about something, you should let me know. Post on the site. The Planetary Forum. Many interesting articles to be read there as well. And if you like the articles of Christopher Moore's webmaster of the Creative Cosmos, then you will love the books. Pearly Gates Press and Ruminations of the Universe. Nothing but good feedback on these. Everybody has enjoyed them so far, and I am so glad for it. Because then what I do is brought full circle. And sharing has occurred. So check out the books, Pearly Gates Press and Ruminations of the Universe. They can be found on the front of the page, creativecosmos.org, and in the gift shop through Cafe Press. Thank you for joining me today. On with the show.
Also, right now in former Soviet Georgia, with the Thai-eating president, there are both U.S. and Russian naval fleets lining up. Ships parked in the ports right now. Couldn't be very far away at all from each other. Stock to the gills. Really, the guns are drawn and pointed at each other's heads right now. And it's just being buried. You know, the presidential election hoopla and the weather disaster here and the plane crash there. Meanwhile, shit's coming to a head between the U.S. and Russia. Because, I mean, really, the U.S. was creeping east all along, okay? Poland gets freed, then they're incorporated into NATO. Now, they keep going further east. They want to start arming Georgia, which is right on the border. That was just too much for Russia. years of being talked down to and kicked around. I mean, it seems to me like Putin had his own version of Hitler's 6-year plan, where he kind of laid low from 32 to 38 while he built the military up under the radar. Got everything fired up again. And now Russia's threatening Ukraine and threatening Poland. And what about the U.S. missile deal they just made with Poland? I've heard people on the internet say it's just like the Cuban Missile Crisis. U.S. missiles right up on Moscow's doorstep. It's crazy because there's no reason really for the U.S. to be there. Europe should be able to handle itself and make peace with Russia. It's crazy stuff. Truly crazy. But we'll see what happens. Could be tomorrow. We'll wake up. To a mushroom cloud.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Every time I look around. Oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Time I look around, still more crying, still more dying. Every time I turn around, oh, here we go again, oh, here we go again, every time I turn around, no. Oh.
You've been listening to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show. Please visit our website, creativecosmos.org, very often. God good give. Have a wonderful day.